Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping. Lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive, prophesied to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. Your daughters and sons, the universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Oh, life is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune and rarely feel truly alive. When's the last time you walked barefoot on earth and with open arms embraced the sun? There's a miracle in your eyes. It's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming, oh yeah. I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you. Raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up.
the universe calling you.
I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
That's right. Live Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the world community. The voice is always there. We're just activating it. We're activating it right now. We're opening up your throat chakra and you can express the truth of who you are. You know why? You have so much to share. You're here to deliver the love. You're here to deliver the color. You're here because you are the rainbow child. Yes, McCool Ray is rainbow, and I'm fired up. I was going to kick back. But anyway, calm down. Slow down. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. It is nice to have you here, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and you can call him to number, oh, to number, call him to number two, but don't give your number live. You just come to me later. call him with your questions. That's it. Call him to, I'm fired up, you see? I'm fired up. But anyway, call in with your questions, number 347-426-3346. Now, Betty and I decided to kick back. Well, Betty wanted to make today's show fun and relaxing. You know, and I thought, yeah, I'm good with that, because I didn't get a pain in my ass. I didn't get anything. So I got up this morning. Yeah, I'm already going, so I can't even wait. I got up this morning, did the thing I had to do, and just before the show, about 30 minutes ago, maybe 40 minutes ago, I went on Facebook. I saw this video about indigo children. Oh, my God, I wanted to do my show right there and then. But we're going to talk about indigo children, some of that foolishness we're talking about in the video. Yes, foolishness, I said it. Oh, boy, if you haven't seen it, just go on my Facebook wall. It's right there so you can watch it. 10 minutes long, I'm going to pace myself. For those of you who are going to go check it out. But in the meantime, let's do some great things from housekeeping here. Static and echo. Me? Who? What? What is going on? Okay, so we're going to have to try this again. Well, I'm going to play a song then. It's hard to hear me. Don't even say it. Don't even feel it. Okay, we're going to do this. What are we going to do? This.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And then, we have to do this, even though you probably can't hear me right now. So, I'm going to do... Let's see. I'm not going to trip. I'm going to trust.
We'll be right back. swallow your fears. State of man. Don't have to be alone. Swallow your fears, swallow all the things that are holding you back from living life. Don't be afraid of the indigo children. Don't be afraid of evolution. Don't be afraid of energy. Don't be afraid of God. That's you. Ooh, okay, so where were we? We're back here at lifeconversationsradio.com. Where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you all for the feedback. And you can't hold me back. Ooh, that's kind of cute, but keep moving. So anyway, so you guys didn't hear what I was saying earlier. Because I was breaking up staticky and all that other stuff. Well, I wasn't breaking up. I was clear about what I was saying. I was fired up, but I wasn't breaking up. Maybe it's the same thing. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. We're taking your calls. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, let's try this. Okay. It's a conspiracy! Okay, let's try this. I'm not still cracking up, fired up. Which one? Okay. Let me call on my indigo children to speak to their guides so that we can align because, you know, Anderson Cooper was plain dumb, but I'm not. So how about now, folks? Better? Okay, I can feel my vibration changing now. So I'm just going to have to breathe. Betty, talk to me. Is it better now? I'm going to have to put Betty on the line. Okay, better? Oh, no. Wait, let's see. Which better she responded to? Oh, okay. I'm feeling like I'm Esther Hicks now. Like, people can't hear me? So anyway, we'll blame it on the planet. Today, we're talking about whatever you want to talk about. And we're taking your call. As I was saying, Betty and I decided to just kick back today. Well, Betty called me and said, let's just take it nice and easy. So I agreed. I said, yeah, let's take it nice and easy. And so I didn't actually have a theme. I just thought, well, we'll just let it roll. We'll let it happen. And so about 40, 50 minutes ago, I was on Facebook and I saw this video about indigo children. Woo, I'm boiling over. It's like, what is wrong with people? When are we going to wake up and just know that there's so much more? And maybe you guys didn't see it, but you can see it later. But simply, I wrote so much down. I was like, okay, now, I'm not going to spend the whole day talking about this. But, oh, gosh, excuse me. But before I saw the video, what was floating around in my head, in my mind, in my heart? It was just something about, well, actually the thought was they just heard the power of now. The whole thing about power of now. We talk about it. We've heard it. We even read the book by Eckhart Tolle. And people talk about it. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. We also talk about vibrational match. I want to talk about that too. So there's a lot of different things. You just see what happens. It's the last show for this week. For Life Coach Ade, anyway, tomorrow's Peace Talks. And speaking of indigo children, tomorrow they're actually going to be talking about A Day Out of Time. Cool Ray is going to be sharing some information about that, about the Mayan calendar. But it's really, really time for us to shift, to change, and just know that evolution is happening, even if you're holding on. But if you see, when you see that video, if you've seen it, Anderson Cooper Pop, he's just talking junk. He said, one thing he said, I just wanted to slap. He said something. What was that thing? Oh, yeah. She said, we went to the lady who takes a picture of the aura and say, well, let's just kind of calibrate your energy center here. Gosh, what's going on? Everything's going on today. He said, well, I'm not sure if I have energy centers. Be quiet. You know, you said you've never heard of indigo children. You clearly don't know about energy, even though that's how you make your money every day, using that wavelength, using that frequency to share words and stories when you travel around the world. I want to interview Anderson Cooper. It's like, what? You're playing dumb. No. You're the one that will go somewhere wearing white T-shirt and jeans and carrying dead children and stuff talking about, I don't know. What do you think you... Okay. Calm down, Life Coach Addy. All right, so anyway. Benny, call in, help me. I'm going off. So anyway, let me go back to the whole thing about power of now. The power of now. What are you creating in this moment? What is happening in this moment? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's going on in your world? Because what you're thinking and feeling right now, this very moment, is creating your future. It's creating your next moment. So when this passionate host goes off on a tangent and he gets caught up in some other people's drama or movie, this host ends up creating more of that drama. But, you know, everybody is just expressing simply where they are. You know, regardless of what they say, the mainstream media, change is happening. But the flip side to all of that, after I come back from going off on a tangent, the fact that they're talking about indigo children on CNN and all the other radio, TV networks, radios, normally the media who won't talk about stuff like that, it lets us know that we have reached critical mass. Because there was a time we couldn't talk about stuff like this. The guy who covered the story, I don't know his name, at the end, he said, well, he was talking about the harmonic convergence. He said, what is that thing? He said, I wrote it down because I wanted to quote him word for word. Where is it? If you can see, I was going off. Oh, he said, it's a very new age thing. Yes, it is. It's a new age. It's a new thought. It's a new way of being. You better catch up. Before one day you just show up at your building is not there because everything changed. So anyway, we're taking your calls. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And Betty had a wonderful idea. Let me see if Betty is ready. I know she's out there doing what she does. Oh, really? Oh, Betty said she's ready for me. Bring it on. Well, so I think Betty's idea will calm me down. Because when I'm passionate about something, people, stop it. Don't do it. The power of now. Let's talk about power of now. I don't know if I can do it. I just have to bring Betty on. I'm too triggered. And I think, well, I know the reason I'm triggered by this video. It was a comment made by one of the so-called experts, Dr. David Stein. Funny enough, or interestingly enough, he's the author of a book called Stop Medicating and Start Parenting. Now, I just saw that on the caption. I haven't read the book. I wonder if they just took a bit of what he said to back up their story. Because somebody who writes Stop Medicating and Start Parenting, it sounds like he's got his... He knows what he's talking about. But his statement in the video clip was, you know, it's like a positive labeling instead of just calling it what it is, attention deficit disorder. You know, it talks about indigo children or children who are, I was writing so much stuff down. Oh, yeah, it said highly misbehaving children who are bright. Doctor, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, even if they took a bit out of what you said, highly misbehaving children who are bright, intelligent, what are you talking about? If they're bright and intelligent, misbehaving, maybe you as a doctor need to behave yourself and learn because you're practicing.
Oh, let me bring Betty in. I gotta bring Betty. I'm going off on a tangent. I can't do this. Betty, where are you? Let me just find Betty. Let me bring Betty. Betty, help.
Yes.
Rescue me. I'm going off on a tangent. Those people got me all worked up.
And, you know, when I watched the video, I don't know if you saw it yet, but when I watched it, the thing for me was, first I was triggered, like, I can't believe you guys even faced up to come out your mouth. The other thing was, well, this is good, because now this is a reflection that we've reached critical mass. Now we can talk about stuff like this. So there were statements like, well, this lady alleges that she can take pictures of aura. And they were making little snide comments to these words to get you thinking, like, it's not really important. We don't really know what it is. And I think of how, you know, just say something, Betty. Let me just say something.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you. Just say whatever you feel like. Because I can't take it. I need help. I need to call Life Coach.
You know,
just
take a deep breath. You know, I wouldn't let them go off on a tangent about indigo children. People have had questions about indigo, rainbow, star, children, and will have them. But so please don't go off on a tangent. You know, that's the same way people have about psychics.
You said that's why what?
That's the same way they feel about psychics.
And if anybody would know, you do.
I just laugh at them. But,
say that again?
I just laugh. So I wouldn't go off. You know, I hear what they're saying, and, you know, that's their belief system. But it's funny when you sent me the clip, I thought it would be fun just to give not only some of the signs of an indigo child, but often if you have an indigo, more than likely you too were an indigo kid. And so I have this wonderful list of things that you can identify with. If you can identify with, most likely you were an indigo child. And if you're an indigo child, you grow up to be an indigo adult. Simple as that. So anytime you're ready.
Go for it, because I need to. Whoa, I need to breathe. So go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. All right. So you want the signs that you have an indigo child first, or you want the signs that, you know, if you're an indigo adult? Come on, make some choices here. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm here. Oh, did you
hear
have
a
question?
Yes, I did. Come back to me.
I told you I'm vibrating in a different. I need you to bring me back. What was the question again?
Look, you got to do two things. You got to feng shui your mind or go through the process.
That's going to take a long time. Okay. Just lay hands on me, Betty. Just lay hands on me. That would speed up the process, and I can be clear. Okay, what was the question again?
Did you want me to tell you the signs of an indigo child or an indigo adult?
I said, yeah. Oh, yeah, I said, go for it. Oh, yeah, I'll
okay.
answer that question.
Here are the signs for intent. And this is common across the board if you look up indigo children. I happen to have found this morning. So if anybody want me to send them this list, I can do that as well. The first one is indigo children come into the world with a feeling of royalty and often act like it. This statement does not indicate a sassy, bratty child. It indicates a highly intellectual being who knows they are here for a reason, even if they don't yet understand what it is. They have a feeling about themselves that they are important and often act like it, usually in things they say, speaking from an experience they haven't ever had. Number two, indigo children have a feeling of deserving to be here and are surprised when others don't share that. Again, this is one of those instances when an indigo internally recognizes that they are sent here for a greater purpose. these children do not necessarily act snobby or self-centered. They just don't understand that there is a reason. They just understand there is a reason they have been put here, and they long to understand what it is. Number three, self-worth is not an issue for indigo children. They often tell the parents who they are. This is a wonderful quality that unfortunately more children do not possess. The indigo child does not always have high self-esteem, but usually knows who they are before anyone else has ever figured them out. They usually recognize that they are different. Indigo children, number four, have difficulty with absolute authority, authority without explanation or choice. This is not some difficult child. This is an indigo needing choices, needing different ways to approach the tasks and situations that we might do one way. Indigo children understand that they have choices to make and will respect authority more when they understand why they're being asked to make a choice and allow the freedom of choice. Five, indigo children will not do certain things. For example, waiting in line is difficult for them. No, contrary to some people's opinions, these are not children who are raised by bad parents. These are children whose attention is limited because they have bigger and better things they need to do, who simply cannot comprehend the mundane task that we are requesting of them. Often they do not understand themselves why they are unable to do certain things. Only they cannot. Six, indigo children get frustrated with systems that are ritual-orientated and don't require creative thought. One of the key ingredients of an indigo child is that they are highly creative and extremely intelligent. If they cannot be creative in the ways they think or do something, they will fail to the clutches of our boring ritual-orientated lives. These children often have new ways of thinking and doing the same things who have been doing, these children often have new ways of thinking and doing the same things we've been doing for years. If we open up and just listen, we will hear and see things that will amaze us. Indigo children often see better ways of doing things, both at home and school, which makes them seem like system busters, not conforming to any system. This is almost the same as above. They can find much easier or quicker ways to accomplish tasks that perhaps the common individual have overlooked. They seem beyond the norm. They are not purposely being system busters. They are simply looking for the opportunity to show others a new way of thinking. Indigo children seem antisocial unless they are with their own kind. If there are no others of light consciousness around them, they often turn inward, feeling like no other human understands them. School. Why are you laughing
at
that?
I don't know why that made me laugh, but I do know why. Go ahead.
Okay. School is often extremely difficult for them and socially. Often these children come off as loners. However, it is only because they rest on a different plane than an average child. Conversations with children that are not like them are often hard to comprehend. This might be the child who would prefer to work alone or on a challenging puzzle than playing house with another child. They are always seeking betterment without realizing it. They are not like others and have a difficult time expressing themselves. It takes a lot out of them. Indigo children will not respond to guilt discipline. Wait until your father gets home and find out what you did. Often removing the child from the situation is the most effective way to deal with behavior issues. Another technique is to simply listen to them, hear what they have to say, and then ask questions. If I had allowed you to carry that huge tray of breakable glass, what do you think might have happened? Obviously, there are discipline issues that might have to be dealt with differently, but these indigo children are simply looking for someone to communicate with them so they can try as best as they are equipped to explain themselves and their purpose. And finally, indigo children are not shy in letting you know what they want. Typically, these children know what they want, even before they understand why they need it. Don't always say no. Listen to their reasons for wanting or needing something. Don't always assume that they have normal children tendencies. Expect that they have valid reasons and try to understand them. So those are the signs that you have an indigo kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder what they say about indigo adults.
Well, let's go and see. Okay.
Did I get, had that too? Oh, you won it this morning, Betty. Yeah,
so,
I think that's good. Yeah, you go right ahead and just do your thing while I kick back and maybe, maybe I will get some water. Okay, go ahead.
But after I said that, you know, there's no such thing as I was an indigo a kid and then all of a sudden it goes away. I'm no longer an indigo adult. It's my belief if you're an indigo, you're an indigo adult, a child going into adulthood. So here are some of the characteristics they say that will let a person know they are indigo adult. This is based off of talking to many, many people who are psychics and psychiatrists and blah, 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 who said they comprise this list of indigos, and this is the most common. They've noticed that indigo adults all had most of these qualities. Indigo adults are intelligent, though... indigo adults are intelligent, though did not necessarily have top grades in school. They are creative and enjoy making things. They always need to know why, especially why they're being asked to do something. They had disgust and perhaps loathing. They have disgust and perhaps loathing for the insanity of much of the required work in school. And the repetition, they hate school. Were rebellious in school, refusing to do homework, rejecting authority of teachers, or seriously wanting to rebel, but didn't dare, usually due to parental pressure.
Okay.
May have experienced early external depression and feeling of helplessness. They may have ranged from sadness to utter despair. Suicidal feelings while still in high school or younger are not uncommon in indigo adults. They have a difficulty in service-oriented jobs, resistance to authority, and systems of employment. They prefer cooperative efforts or leadership positions or solo if expertise is valued. They have deep sympathy for others, yet intolerant of stupidity. They're extremely emotional, sensitive, including crying at the top of a hat, no shielding, to no expression
of
emotion.
Okay, this conversation now, okay? Let's move on. No, okay, stop it. Go ahead.
So they're either highly sensitive, crying, or they just show no expression at all.
So you have to read that part over again. Get it. All right, go ahead.
They may have a tendency... they may have trouble with rage, have trouble with most systems, either emotionally, mentally, or physically, political, educational, medical, law, etc. Alienation from politics. They hate politics, feeling your voice won't count and that the outcome really don't matter anyway. Frustrated with rejection of a traditional American dream. 9-to-5 career, marriage, 2.5 children, house or white picket fence. Indigo adults hate this. Anger at rights taken away. Anger at rights being taken away. Fury at the big brother watching you syndrome. They feel a need, like a bumping desire, to do something to change and improve the world. Maybe stifled as to what to do. They have a psychic or spiritual interest fairly young, in or before 14 years. Had a few, if any, indigo role models. They have strong intuition. Random behavior patterns or mind style, symptoms of attention deficit disorder. May have trouble focusing on tasks. Unless of own choosing, may jump around in conversations. have had psychic experiences such as premonitions, seeing angels or ghosts, hearing voices. Sexually expressive and inventive, or may reject sexuality in boredom. May explore alternative types of sexuality. Seek meaning to their life and understanding about the world may seek the world religion, spiritual groups, and books, self-help groups or books or on individuality. If they find balance, they become very strong, healthy light workers. So, I was having trouble reading because it was...
When I listen to that list for the children and the adults, I mean, a lot of us can say, yep, I'm in there. There's some that I just said, oh, my God, that describes me to the T. There's some I feel like, I don't know about that. There's some where I know, yep, that describes me, but I've learned to find balance. And as you can see at the beginning of the show, I was out of balance completely. I mean, I wanted to be around the table with Anderson Cooper. It's like, what are you talking about? But the thing is, there's some things I've learned to just say, you know, people see things the way they see it, and there's nothing they can do about it. The only thing I can do is to see it the way I see it and allow other people to see things the way they see it. But and going back to the list, you know, they talk about the indigo children. We start to talk more about it since 1978 during the harmonic convergence. And children who were born who are highly sensitive and got psychic powers. The truth is we are all psychic. We all know. That's what intuition is about. Is being able to tune into that self and get to the answer. So, and I guess it's all part of this world that we live in anyway. You know, it's just for entertainment purposes only. And I'm sure, especially parents who have indigo children who are not, let me put it this way, who are not walking the spiritual path consciously, that's the key word, consciously, may be challenged by having a child that we would refer to as an indigo child. So I would say that having that kind of conversation is a good thing because somebody might watch that and say, oh, my God, I wonder if my child is. Now I know maybe there's more to it. Maybe they don't need to be medicated. And somebody can say, nah, you just need to medicate that child and everything will be at peace. But anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say, Betty?
Well, I when I was talking to Michelle Stafford, Brown or Michelle Brown Stafford, which one is it?
Michelle Brown Stafford.
Excuse me, Michelle, if you're listening. But, you know, parents, you know, and psychiatrists and so forth will say the first to 5 years of a child's life is the most important. I truly believe that those indigo qualities, some of them, really begin to surface during those years. And often people, parents would say, oh, you know, my child is so cute. Oh, look what they're doing. Oh, they're so smart. And not realizing what's happening. I was telling Michelle a story one day, and this would be great for her show. But I was telling Michelle one day, I was a nanny for, you know, a good 10 years or more. And I took care of this little boy who was 2 years old and whose father gave him a tool belt. And this little boy would take apart a radio with his screwdriver, literally take it apart, nut and bolts and all, and then reassemble it. Two. Mm. And his parents thought, oh, how cute, look how smart. Even at the time, I didn't know what was happening, but that was clearly a sign of an indigo child. You know, 2-year-olds just don't dismantle radios and put them back together.
No, they dismantle radio. They don't put it back together.
They don't put them back together. You know, they're great, you know, doing that. So and then as the kids get 5 to 10, I think more the other ones start surfacing when they begin to talk and rationalize. And that that friend that they see in the corner is not imaginary all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just think we need to pay attention, like the list said, to what these kids have to say. They are intelligent, extremely intelligent. They're talking earlier, walking earlier, snapping their heads earlier, having attitudes earlier. But there are a lot of still indigo adults walking around. You didn't know about this in the 60s. You didn't know about this in the 50s. If it was out there, you didn't hear nothing about it. I wasn't born that late, so I don't know. But I don't know, but I've heard from people who were, who's in a metaphysical field, and they said, you know, you just didn't hear about such things. And so there were a lot of indigo kids. You know, I was amazed when they said, oh, in 1978. And I'm like, Indigo Kids have been around way before 1978. You just mm-hmm. didn't know about it. No one knew what that was. Or there was no studies, no psychiatrist studies or this and that, you know, Indigo Kids. You know, people can believe what they want to. But I try to tell parents, you know, this is a good time to raise your child. Listen to them. You know, go to Michelle's website. She teaches parents just how to deal with these super intelligent children. I think every child's an indigo. Every person is psychic, just like you said. Every child born is an indigo child. It's just that it really depends on whether the parent fosters it or put it off as a fluke, or my kid's just cute or saw something on television and try to get them to suppress it. But it really mm-hmm. does start with the parents recognizing these traits in these children and then moving on it. Nice. And like I said, every kid is born indigo, and they all have this. And every person in the world is psychic. It's just, you know, some people choose to use it or not. You know, and I once heard a famous psychic say, look, you got the gifts, you were born with the gifts, use them. If it's just for yourself, use them. You don't have to use them for anybody else. But God gave you these qualities. It's the same as the person you're going putting your money in front of to read you. Use them for yourself if you don't want to use them for anybody else. But use the gifts right. you were born with.
You know, Betty, and I think it's really about awareness and understanding, because when we think about it, we say everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everyone, we are energy. It cannot be destroyed. It can't be changed. It can't be created. It can only change form. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the whole thing about, oh, this whole thing about indigo children, we start hearing about it after 1978. The thing is, when we use labels, even this whole thing about I'm spiritual, I'm not religious, it's just, it really, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. Because you've got people like Edgar Cayce, who've been able to tap into the invisible world. You've got people like Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. There's so many books, The Science of Getting Rich. There's so many books out there. The Game of Life and How to Play It. What's a Florian Scotian? What's a? I have to Google it. But the author of The Game of Life. And there's so many people who've been able to tap into their creative side before 1978, before 1968, before 1958. But I think as we grow and evolve, we look for labels so that we can have a sense of understanding. And, you know, I think when we come to that awareness, we can be at peace with ourselves. There's less, we don't need to debate. You know, there's no need for the host of this show to be fired up about nothing. But then he needed to, so he can burn up all that erroneous thought so he can get to where he is right now. You know, because for me, when I really think about it, you get, you know, they talk about science and religion, they're separate. But spirituality is a combination, well, it's simply the combination of science and religion. Because life mm-hmm. is science. Life is energy. If you look at science, what science is saying, you hear that. We say everything is energy. What vibration are you putting out there? You know, does that resonate with you? Those are all scientific terms. Quantum physicists would tell us that when you observe something, the mere fact that you're observing something changes it. And religion talk about, well, there's something outside of us, you know, there's a supreme being, you know, we go about it differently. But when you combine the two, you got spirituality. So, anyway, that's been a nice segment of the show. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
And I want you to think about this while you're taking a break. Think about this, okay, because you got fired up. I want to hear your opinion. You know, I saw, I recorded the show the day before yesterday from the OWN channel, and it was about mm-hmm. the man who said he was Jesus. Okay. And, you know, he has millions of followers all over the world. He literally said he's Jesus that has come back. What do you think of that?
Okay.
What do you think of a person who says, I am Jesus?
Yo,
and have millions of people.
Wind me back up. I'm trying to chill. Jesus, Betty. Okay, when I come back, I'll tell you what I think about that. We're going to, don't forget the birthday thing that we're going to do.
Okay.
No, I mean that you're going to do. You're going to sing happy birthday to people.
No.
Okay, and you're a wind-up man coming back to Jesus. Ah, Betty. And then we're going to do questions. Okay, let's take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addy, and Betty is trying to start something. I'm trying to chill myself down. How do you chill an Aries down? You take away the microphone. So it's not chill, you just don't hear him. Oh, God, help me, Lord.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Yes, indeed. Get involved. Stay involved. That's Michelle Brown Stafford, our parenting expert. She's here every last Wednesday of the month. She's going to be here next week, Wednesday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, giftedspirit.com, gifted-spirit.com, or gifted-spirit.com, whatever rocks your boat. She'll be joining us to talk about how and improving the ways we educate boys. And let's take a quick music break. And I'm reading Betty's private comment in the chat room. Yeah, I can multitask. I get bored if I'm just doing one thing. So anyway, and okay, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even say that thought out. We need a song that's going to really chill Life Coach Ade down, because Life Coach Ade is kind of tripping about now. Welcome all of you, Celeste, Tanya, Nahali, Tamara. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for spreading the word. Aisha, thank you for sharing the show on your pages, on your social network. And, yeah, all is well. Let's see. What are we going to play today? I don't know. Maybe this means don't play in the song. Nah, I need to play a song. I do need to play a song. Trust me on this. I need to play a song. So, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And, press 1 on your keypad while I'm thinking a song that will fit this moment. Maybe I shouldn't even do it. Just play any song. Yeah, let's play this. I won't play all of it, though, because it's a bit long for now. But just enough to bring me back to my center. I am in my center. What are you talking about? Just play the song, man. Stop talking.
There be peace in my mind. Let there be peace in the earth.
Into that place, and you remember and know that only God, you're only here for God, and the way you deal with life is different. You just look at life and you smile. When people are playing dumb, don't go there, you just smile. Life is good and it's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 847-426-3346. Let me take some questions. Well, I think, unless you guys want to talk about the Indigo Children, we can talk more if you have any questions. 347-426-3346. And you've got a caller here. And those of you who are just joining us on the phone line, make sure you press 1 if you have any questions or comments. And then Betty and I are going to do some things for everyone celebrating birthdays in July. All the listeners that are here that we missed that we forgot to mention. Let's go to Celeste. Hello. There you go.
Hiya, Day. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad you got fired up about the Indigo Children.
Don't be trying to
even I told you. I know.
Fuel on this fire. I'm trying to calm down.
Okay. Let me put some water on it.
Please.
But you know, I caught it a little bit of it, and it's kind of one of the reasons why I'm not. In the business of labeling people, I had to find a creative way to use my gifts. But the two things that came up while you were talking was actually a great example of how we had no language in the 80s for that, really, Indigo. Mm-hmm. We weren't there. It was in 88. I was in high school. But I was in high school at a very special high school. It was alternative. No comment. But the alternative school was...
That speaks for itself. No
right?
comment, you just said it all. Alternative?
I know, right?
You
I know.
Know
I
went
to an alternative high school, so what that means is it was an experiment in D.C., and I'm actually really proud of this school. School Without Walls, and it's still around, mm-hmm. but what mm-hmm. they did was they had, I don't know who came up with it, but they had this experiment, basically, to see what would happen if you put 4.0 students in a high school environment who didn't need school bells or to be told where to go. Mm-hmm. You put those students together with quote-unquote juvenile delinquents, which was the language mm-hmm. that was used then, and to
right.
see if we could influence each other. And, yeah, we did. But we all graduated. And we were exposed to we'll leave that alone. But here's the thing, though. All of us would be sent around the city because, you know, it's the nation's capital. So you had mm-hmm. these kids who, you know, were always told, you know, you're acting up in class, you're doing that, and you had these goody-goody kids together, and then they'd be sent out on internships. So, like, whereas other students would be in school for English and going the traditional way of learning about it, we might get sent to the Washington Post. Or we might get sent to the local newspaper and learn life applications, and we weren't bored, and we all had great grades. Now, we're not going to talk about what happened on a weekend, but that was an experience that I had that I still hold on to. We all graduated. There's only one student during that time who is no longer with us, and it was drugs. But I really do believe that if more of the people that I went to school with did not have access to this program, more of them would not be with us today. And I'm still in contact with them. So there is, that's my example. I think we were all special children put in this experiment, and we all came out really well. So I wanted to share that, that there is some beauty before 78, and people were thinking about it. And they still are.
I am grateful you went to an alternative school. But we won't talk more about that.
No, I'm not trying to put it all out there, but have a great show.
Thank you. You know, and just from what Celeste is saying as well, really what I'm seeing and what I know to be true is that humanity is evolving, and we're evolving to recognizing who and what we are and becoming very conscious that we are not just this image that we see in the mirror, that there's so much more to us, and the more to us we don't even know, we can't see with the physical eye, and it's happening. For me, one of my theory is we're having more children being born today who are enlightened because we, the parents, we, the adults, are doing our spiritual work. We're making space. We're raising our vibration. So, of course, if you have a child who is, quote-unquote, indigo child, it's because you're really, how do I put this? You have the right vibration, the right energy for that soul to come through you. It's a vibrational match. So all of us are doing this meditation, this forgiving, I want to love more, I want to know who we are, and doing our spiritual practice, and sometimes we compare spiritual practice to the amount of money we have in our bank account or what we don't have, but we miss what's really going on, the bigger picture, that there's so much more going on. So we're all part of this change. The children that are coming up here that are intelligent, that are wise, that remember that we're here, they didn't just fall out of the sky. It's because you created a space for them to express themselves. You created a space for them to be expressed on this planet. As a matter of fact, everything is energy, and they're simply an extension of you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. We're going to, Betty, let's do the birthday thing. Betty said, she called me yesterday. She said, Ade, please, 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 I want to sing happy birthday to people. And I don't need you to join me. I just need to let me sing. I want to sing to all the listeners, all my friends, whose birthday it is, especially whose birthday is in July. But I don't need you to join me. So, Betty, when
what?
You're ready, I'll let you do your thing. I promise.
No,
I was really begging, please let me sing. We just said, no, I want to sing to all the listeners all by myself. So, Betty. Oh.
Okay. I said the indigo part of you coming out, being smart.
Being rebellious.
Being rebellious. You know, I did call Ade yesterday, and I said, you know, I forgot so many birthdays this month. We both have. And we've been so good in wishing people a happy birthday on the show. And we totally spaced out Glenda's birthday and Michelle Stafford Brown's birthday and Jill LeBeau. Help me out with that one, Ade's birthday.
LeBeau.
And
you're right, second time.
LeBeau. And all of the Facebook friends we got who's had birthdays, forgot those too, and listeners who may be listening right now who happen to have a birthday. So I thought it'd be fun that Ade and I would sing happy
what?
Birthday.
You said you wanted to sing by yourself.
You better join me in.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, all right. So everyone whose birthday is in July, and all the listeners that we've missed, Betty's twisting my
birthday. And if we're out of tune, blame it on Ade.
And then after we finish being silly, we're gonna get serious and deal with some questions. And if you have a question, 347-426-3346. Okay, Betty, you ready?
All right.
A one.
I'm ready.
A two.
A two.
A one, a two, two, three, four. Go.
Happy birthday to you.
To
I don't
you.
Hear nobody. Happy birthday.
All right, let's start over again. Let's stop being silly. Okay, here we go. Let's do it now. One, two,
okay.
Three, four, and go. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear.
Everyone,
dear
happy
Michelle.
Birthday to you.
We're
not going to call everybody's name. Oh, here's another verse. I do one part, you do the other, okay? God is blessing you now. Go on, Betty.
Mm-hmm. God is blessing
you, know what.
You now.
God is blessing you now.
God is blessing you now.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my God, I'm glad that's over. Okay, let's move
you
on.
You see what happens
if you indigo 3, 4, 7, 4, 2, 6, 3, 3, 4, 6. We got to learn to be silly and chill. And I'm learning to be at peace with my silly side. Right. Anyway, let's deal with some questions,
right,
Betty. Those of you on the switchboard, press 1 on your keypad for your question. With your questions. Betty, you ready?
All right. Yes, I'm ready. Now, this question we didn't quite get to yesterday was for Ade Enzo, but she had gone through the process but wanted to get a life coach perspective on the question as well. So she writes, and this is from a friend of mine who remains to be anonymous, and she says, I recently discovered that my identity was stolen. I found this out when I applied for a business loan and was denied due to scrupulous findings on my credit report. It is so easy for another to steal your identity, but so difficult to clear it up. Needless to say, I am beyond frustrated and hurt. I feel so violated and helpless. It's costing me a lot to fix this, and the more I do, the more frustrated I become. Any suggestions as to how I may move through this? So.
Yeah, it is really indeed easy to steal someone's identity nowadays. I mean, it's easy to get married. Nowadays, you can just pick someone on the street and say, you want to get married? Yeah, you can go now and get married, but try a divorce? Ooh, you need money and all that other stuff. But, you know, back to you, Anonymous. I mean, I know that must be challenging, especially you going for a business loan, you creating the world that you want, you're doing what you need to do. Thankfully, even though you may not say it like that, you were able to find out that something was wrong, and now you have to go clean up somebody else's mess. And it's frustrating. Where I want to go is, clearly you're going to have to do what you need to do. But the results you're going to get is going to be determined by where you are emotionally. It is very important to acknowledge what you feel. It is very important to find a space where you can express your frustration, your anger, even the fact that you're pissed. Whatever you feel is so, so important to find a space, a friend, a loved one, where you can express that without them trying to say, don't say that, you're going to create more. It's very important. Now, once that is done, you want to move yourself to a better feeling place. And moving yourself to a better feeling place can happen so many levels. One, you can be judgmental about the system that makes it that easy for the person who stole your identity. You could be mad at the person who stole your identity. Or you can choose to forgive yourself. And in my mind, I can hear you say, what? Forgive myself for what? Are you crazy? Okay, I'm hanging up. No, forgiveness. Unforgiveness is withholding love from oneself. So the energy of frustration and anger, it's not love. It isn't. It's not love. It's not love. It's not love. It's fear. It's frustration that things ain't going to happen. Something's been taken from you. They stole my identity. The truth is they did not steal your identity because you're still an expression of God of Source. Nobody can steal your identity. Now, they stole things, information that so-called represents who you are as a human being, but nobody has the power. Nobody has the right. It is impossible for your identity to be stolen. So if you get back to that place and say, you know what, I am still the same person. Now they stole my information, and yes, you might have to spend a lot of money, but there is a lesson here for you. And it gets so juicy when you say, I'm willing to see the lesson. As I said, it's important to have a place and a space to express your anger, your frustration. But there's a lesson here, and if you catch that lesson, you will get the blessing. You know, you may have heard me. I don't know if your friend Betty listens to the show, but I say, no, your life is in a mess now. But if you sit long enough with the mess, you will catch the message. There is a message here, and you'll get over this. There's a lot of organizations out there that will fix this. You know, banks will refund money. There's a way to deal with it.
So basically, you have an opportunity to heal that part of you that believes that someone can take something from you, can steal your identity, because they can't. You are not your credit card. You are not your bank statement. You're not your business. Now, on this plane, on this human plane, on this human realm, yes, those are things we need to move around to express our spirit self. But you're far more than that. And you will get over this. But more importantly, remind yourself that nobody can, even if they try hard, to steal your identity. You're one with the one. And life is going to happen. If it's not your identity stolen, you go for the bank loan, you can be rejected for one reason or the other. It's just life. But deal with the emotions that come up, and you will see yourself. And you'll realize that maybe you have been projecting the energy of mistaken identity because you weren't quite sure who you are. Ooh, maybe you were thinking, oh, I don't know if I deserve this. And this may not resonate with you. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. Just let it go. But if it does, just move with it. Now you get to know who and what you are, and when you walk in that, life will continue to be life, and you can remember that you're rooted and grounded in truth, in God, in spirit, in love, and nobody can steal your identity. So it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be angry. We've got to give ourselves the space to release what we're feeling and stop denying it. Yesterday on the show, when we had a guest, Zoe Klimowitz, yep, I have to pull back a memory, Klimowitz, there you go, he was working with Donna during the process, you know, and he was saying, okay, what are the feelings you feel about the situation you were dealing with? Now, let's talk, let's write it down. What's the opposite of that? And when we get real about what we're feeling, we can get close to the answer and the solution. So, all is well. Be angry, but don't let that be the rest of your day. Don't make that a habit. Don't say, well, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, because it's just easy to steal people's identity and I think they need to do something about it. You correct your vibration. Recognize that your identity is always intact. Be clear about who and what you are and just receive the lesson and keep it moving. It's life. Life happens. Life happens. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad if you've got any questions or comments. And, Betty, do we have another question?
We do, O Wise One.
Oh, speaking of O Wise One, I just looked in the chat room. No, Holly says, you're a musical legend. I'm a musical legend. It's not about my music.
I love you.
If you didn't listen to the show yesterday or the day before, you probably, this is going way over your head. But I have been confused with Sade, and I was called a musical legend. You know, I'm a soldier of love, and I also have the sweetest taboo, but I know, well, I do know that my love is king. But anyway, stop it, Betty, let's get serious. What's the question? Give me the next question, please, so I can stay focused.
That's right. You know you're an indigo, so you know how that goes.
That's a nice way to say I get distracted. I like it.
That's right. I'm not going to call you distracted. I'm just going to say, okay, indigo child, you know.
Yes. Sometimes yeah. I tell my let's just go there for a minute. I have said to myself quietly, and I said it out loud, if I was born in the 80s, yeah, they would have labeled me ADHD or attention deficit. You know, there's the ADHD and ADD, something. I can't even think. I know I would have been labeled. I would have probably been a Ritalin right now, sitting in the corner rocking from side to side. But I'm glad I was born when I was born. And the whole world is grateful for it. I'm a musical legend. Okay, question. Let's get serious here. Let's get seriously
okay.
Funny.
This is from Susan from Boston. She writes, Hello, Coach Ade. I'm an adult of alcoholic parents who have been that way all my life and who now lives with me. My home seems to be in a state of chaos all the time, and although I know that I'm playing a huge part in creating this chaos, misery, or depression, when things seem to go okay in my life, I start to make things go wrong because that's where I feel more comfortable, with chaos and hurt. I know this is not serving me. However, I can't seem to stop myself from doing it. How can I stop myself from this behavior and be more comfortable when things are good? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Susan from Boston.
Oh, I so understand. I so understand. You said when things go right, you basically sabotage yourself, but you know this is not serving you. You're not gonna believe what I'm about to say here. That's not true. It's serving you. It is serving you. That's why you jack it up. Now, if you can at least be with that, you say, well, I know this is not serving me, but when things are going right, I mess it up. You mess it up because when it's messed up, you're comfortable with it. So it is serving you. I know that's kind of oxymoronic. And like, I'm writing him to answer my question and help me, and he's talking about my chaotic life is serving me. It is. If it wasn't serving you, you won't be doing what you're doing. And what I mean by that, let's take it one step further. There is a payoff. There's something that you get out of your life being chaotic. You say, when things are going well, what's the phrase? How does she word that statement? Let's do this. How does she word that part, that sentence again? When things are going well, she does what?
Let's see. When things seem to go okay in my life, I start to make them go wrong because that's where I'm more comfortable with
chaos. Exactly. Okay, that's all I need. Thank you. You make them go wrong because that's where you're comfortable. It is serving you because you want to be comfortable. If you can just sit with that, now I know that I make it go wrong, I jack it up, I mess it up, because I am comfortable with this so-called messed up situation. You've got to be honest with who and what you are and where you are, how you see your life, what's really going on, before you can even find the answer. See, the so-called mess, the so-called challenge, is actually the answer to your inner voice. You've been given an opportunity now to find another comfort level, if you will, to step out of your own comfort zone. So now, if you tell me that you criticize yourself and judge yourself for doing what you do, I can understand it. But here's part of the healing. Can you still love and accept yourself for messing your own life up or make it go wrong, to use your phrase, make things go wrong? If you can love and accept yourself in that space, there's nothing you cannot do. Everything we do it because there's a payoff. There's something that we're getting out of it. Even if we tell the whole world, I don't like it, I don't want to go through this anymore, it's not right, I know it's not serving me, if we keep doing it, it's because there's a payoff. And until you're willing to look at the payoff, you're not going to move forward. So what do you need to do is acknowledge where you are and be open for a new way of thinking, a new way of living, a new way of thinking. You said, I know that I'm creating all of this. Well, if you know that you're creating the fact that your mom is in here and your life and your life is chaotic and you know that you're creating it, well, create something different. Your email suggests to me that intellectually you know you are creating it, but on a deeper level from your heart, you don't really agree. Because, Suzanne, if I tell you, put your hands on the stove right now, and you say, it's hot. I say, yeah, no, put your hands on there. You know it's going to burn you. You're not going to do it. But if you've heard that you might get burnt, or if you've heard that people have done it and they didn't get burnt, you might try it. But if you know, if you're so clear, if you've experienced heat, and I tell you to put your hands on a stove, you'll look at me and say, you're out of your mind. But you don't need me to tell you to do that. So I think you really want to examine what you think is real about your thought process and what you say you know. Because knowing that you're creating a mess in your life empowers you to create something new. So your mom is back in your life. She's an alcoholic. Oh, major, major drama. Here's one. Here's a thought. You are not responsible for your mother's health and well-being. She is. You know, in the Celestine Prophecy, he talks about the drama that we play out. The poor me, the aloof, the interrogator, and that was the fourth one. I can't remember the fourth one now. But what drama are you and your mom playing out? Are you trying to be the best child, the nice child, the one who's always there? You and your mom are playing out a drama. You came together on a soul level to play this out. The question is, are you ready to stop? Is it time to stop? The fact that you're emailing in tells me there's it's time to stop, but are you going to take the actions that are necessary to change that? And if your mother's always been an alcoholic, you need a therapist. You need a counselor, clearly, so that you can see what's really going on, so you can get in touch with what's going on behind the scene in your consciousness. Clearly, your life is reflecting that you can't do this alone. We always need other people. We need a counselor, a minister, a good friend, a life coach, a book. And some people can get it from a book. Some people can get it from just, you know, transformation can happen anytime. But you do need support, and you must be willing to take the action. You must be willing to walk towards the direction of your surrender. If you want to create something new and you know that you're creating this, go get some kind of help now. Now, regarding your relationship with your mom and daughter, yeah, you need a therapist or a counselor. Regarding the whole thing about creating a new life, yeah, lifecoachaday.com. I'd be happy to help you with that. But you do need support so you can reprogram your mind, you can change your emotional state of being, and you recognize that you deserve all the good that there is, that you deserve to live a life that's fulfilling, a life of joy, a life of harmony. You do. You do. And Betty's just telling me that both parents are alcoholic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You need a counselor, you need a therapist, and you need a life coach. And call out a plug, anybody, whatever. But you need somebody who can also ground you in making life work. But the answers are right there. So that's the answer. And let's move on to the last thing Betty said. She asked me something. Let me see. Let me go to the switchboard here. Betty was saying the man who – let me bring Betty back to talk about this man who thinks he's Jesus. If I was – so where did you hear this? This man thinks he thinks he's Jesus,
know,
right?
I was watching this on OWN, you know, Oprah's station on on one of the programs. And the guy, they was doing a segment on – his name was Jose de Jesus and from Puerto Rico.
I heard that. Okay, go ahead.
You know, he has a website and everything that says he is Jesus. You know, Jesus' spirit occupies his body, and so he is he is, you know, the one God. And so he preaches. There's a couple of things he preaches, because he preaches there's no need to pray anymore, because, you know, once Jesus was resurrected and things, there was no need for that. And there's no such thing as sin. And so, you know, he goes on to these little things. So they asked him, well, what about murder? Is that a sin? He goes, no, it's a crime. It's not a sin. And anyway, so he says, you know, his followers believe he is God, and there's only one God, and that's him. And he got millions of followers.
Okay, I got it. I can speak to it right now. I don't need any more background, because there's someone also got another call I want to get to. You know, Shanti. Well, he believes he's Jesus, so be it. You know, that whole thing about we don't need to pray anymore. Okay. All right. You're right. Well, I wouldn't even debate with someone like that, and not to say I'm better or he's better or anything, but for me, prayer, really, when we talk about prayer, prayer is a shifting consciousness. It's you recognizing who and what you are. So now, if people are going to him because he's God and he's going to save them, it's a vibrational match. I don't even know if I'm going to waste too much time on that, but I will say this. Yes, all of us are connected to the spirit of Jesus. All of us are connected to the spirit of Buddha. All of us are connected to the spirit of Edgar Cayce. All of us are connected to all the great ones, Mother Teresa. We are all one. And even the followers who are saying he's God, you're connected to the same source, the same God. Yes, I understand that part about there's no sin. We're born in sin. The only sin is thinking we're born in sin. You know? But anyway, I can go to so many places here. Let's go to the area code 71. No, that's not the area code. The area code is 404. Let's go to 404. 404?
Jordan,
are you
there?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, no problem. Hello?
Hello? What's your name?
It's Teacher Matt.
You said Future Mac?
Teacher Matt, M-A-P-P.
Oh, Wesley?
I would like to say namaskar.
Namaskar, my brother. Okay. Question, comments, or thought? We've got like 3 minutes to release the show.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, what's your outlook on the current situation of Atlanta Public School and the seven people that quit or resigned?
Well, the Atlanta Public School is in a mess. But here's the thing, I would say this, because I got to take it back to the original source, to the root. I've been seeing a lot of things on the internet. I haven't actually read it. I didn't know if they were all fired now. I remember seeing a meeting. On they were televising the meeting they were having. But ultimately, everything that is not built on truth is going to continue to crumble. What do I mean? I don't mean it was, you know, truth is about us recognizing there's so much more. It's a new energy, new vibration. So school system, political system, business organization, newspapers that you can read about, News of the World in England, all the establishment that were built on erroneous energy, if you will. I don't know. I won't say erroneous thoughts, but it's a whole new way of being. And I will say, this is not even a prophecy. It's just truth. It's just truth. So much more organizations are going to be crumbling. Institutions are going to crumble. Things are going to change and shift. And I think what we need to do, those of us in Atlanta, we can judge and criticize the people who got fired, or we can say, what do we need to do now? Clearly, something else is being asked for. I mean, if you talk about children going to school and they're not being recognized, I mean, come on now. They spend their whole life, well, not whole life, but most of their life in high school, and they try and go to college, and they're like, well, you know, you're not credited. We don't take you seriously. I think you as a teacher and all your fellow teachers is a great opportunity for you guys to say, we got to do something different, and we don't even have to think about it. We can see we got to do something different. But if we spend too much time criticizing and judging the establishment, we waste valuable energy in something that's not important. What is important is be clear about what we feel, be clear about our emotions, that we're mad, we're angry, and now said, then now we say, what do we need to do to correct this? Something new, something wonderful is seeking to be birthed. Something great,
so what do you
something
mean
wonderful.
That
I know your story. Go ahead.
I was asking, if I was a new teacher coming in, my first year of teaching, and I was dropped into the classroom, I haven't had opportunity being in Atlanta for school. I haven't had opportunity.
Let me jump in there because we've got like about a minute left, and I want to have a conversation. As you know, I've told you that I want you to join me next Wednesday for the show, Educating Boys. But I would want us to just deal with that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk. We'll talk before the show, but I definitely want to deal with it because we don't have enough time for me to even go into it. And So if you can call, you and I are going to talk before next week anyway, and then we'll continue the conversation so that listeners can hear and, you know, and maybe add their 10 cents and 2 cents. All right, my brother?
Okay. Well, definitely.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Well, we said we're going to kick back on this show, and we did what needed to be done, and my computer's not working. There we go. Now it's working. Whew. And Betty, so we did it. 347-426, keep that number in your phone book. Don't forget, the musical legend is gone for the week. It'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Stop being silly. You confuse yourself. I thank you all for listening. Those of you on the phone line, those of you in the chat room, the guests, Tanya, Celeste, Donna, Tamara, Nahali, Emmy,
Emmy, Emmy 054, and all the others I can see, you can't see. Yeah, it's been a silly show with some truth. I thank you all. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back here Monday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and be well and be grateful.